Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, February 3rd, 2019. Today he is talking about our false sense of identity and how to move beyond it. The vastness of who you truly are becomes strikingly apparent. We are all. That is, all sentient life is one consciousness that is infinitely aware and all-knowing in every moment. However, since the apparent separation occurred, those in human form have lost this awareness of the one consciousness, which is who they truly are in every moment of their existence. This is what separation is about, loss of knowing who you are. Every sentient being is permanently and inseparably connected to and one with Source, and no other state is remotely possible. All can access this knowing by allowing it into their awareness. Nothing else is required. However, part of experiencing the unreal state of separation involves focusing solely on your human form, which carries a label, the name given to you by your parents when you were born, and believing this to be your true identity. This is not who you are, but because you have been addressed by this label or name for as long as you can remember, it appears to be your true identity. And when people use it to address you, you have been conditioned to respond to it automatically. By going within to meditate, relax, contemplate, or reflect, and as you well know if you have been following these messages regularly, I keep on reminding you that you do need to do this daily, you quieten the endless flow of thoughts through your mind sufficiently to enable you to become aware of the space between thoughts and therefore aware that you are not your thoughts, but you are the awareness that is aware of those thoughts and of your body and of all the physical sensory perceptions with which your body provides you. When that awareness arises into your consciousness, as the distractions of the input with which your bodies constantly supply you are quietened or even completely silenced, the vastness of who you truly are becomes strikingly apparent. When that first occurs, it can be stunning, or it may come about gently over a period of time as you learn ever more effectively to release or not cling to the identity that your name, attached as a label to your human form, provides in the misleading belief that it is the totality of who you are. Nothing could be further from the truth. Who you are contains all that exists, from the smallest particles to the multiverse. That obviously sounds impossible, but that is only because your perception of who you are is enormously limited. There is only one, Source, Mother, Father, God, and you are that. Source is creating from itself, with itself, like unto itself, eternally. Creation is ongoing, unceasing, and therefore so are you. There is no separation, there is only the one. You all get intimations of this from time to time when you sense or intuit something that there is no way you could have known from the information available to you through your physical human form. That is oneness at work, as it always is, with you having temporary awareness of it. You truly are far, far greater than anything of which you, as a human, severely limited by your human form, could possibly conceive. Your awakening, the collective awakening of humanity, is nothing but your return to full awareness of who you are, and as such, it will be a mind-blowing experience that will dissolve all your doubts, fears, and suffering in an instant. Over the eons, a few have enjoyed this experience and have reported on it to those who would listen. Consequently, there is a large amount of significantly pertinent information available to those who wish to know more, especially since modern communications technology has made so much information on myriad subjects easily accessible to all who choose to seek it out. But of course, reading about the experiences of others, while helpful and interesting, is rather like having the flavor of ice cream described, because it is basically meaningless until you taste it for yourselves. You have to experience awakening for yourselves, individually, and that is a paradox because, as one, you are all. Nevertheless, the awakening will be experienced by each individual, with each also being aware of and knowing the experience of all. Thus, all will be in joy because all will know that all are awake. At present, you can have no idea of what to expect, apart from having been told that it will be absolutely mind-blowing. Therefore, let go of all expectations, because none of them will in any way prepare you for the wonders that are about to envelop you. Fully conscious awareness of who you truly are will bring you infinite and eternal joy. That is the divine will for you. It always can be, it always has been, and it is also your will. Therefore, it is inevitable. This awakening has been divinely planned since the moment that the thought of separation occurred, placing humanity into an unreal or dreamlike state that has left it confused and fear-filled ever since. What you think of or consider your history is but a selection of memories of your ongoing dreams and nightmares which have convinced you of the reality of the state of separation that you are seemingly experiencing. This conviction or belief strongly encourages you to focus on it because, through your human bodies, you do experience physical sensations that can be pleasurable or painful, and because your human bodies are so vulnerable to illness and damage, you live with an almost constant anxiety about adequately maintaining them due to their need for regular food and shelter. They are both a responsibility and a gift, and they demand inordinate amounts of your energy and attention to keep them operating smoothly and efficiently. Since the Industrial Revolution, more and more humans have been given the opportunity to live with their basic survival needs easily available, giving them the time and the opportunity to contemplate the meaning of life. Not too many initially use this opportunity to their advantage, choosing instead to spend their lives seeking pleasure and satisfaction outside themselves, from others and from material things. This was unfortunate because you already had everything you needed within the energy field, the life force, the field of love that ensures your eternal existence. However, within the last few decades, more and more people have finally chosen to engage in contemplation about the meaning of life and have communicated on the subject with other like-minded individuals. This started your awakening process, or rather, more powerfully strengthened your collective motivation and intent to awaken. The tipping point has been reached, and there are now enough people holding that intent and holding the intent to be loving whatever arises to ensure that your awakening process will rapidly come to completion just as divinely planned. So, as you have been told a number of times already, celebrate. Celebrating intensifies your energy fields by flooding them with enthusiasm for life. And when you are filled with that enthusiasm, it becomes increasingly difficult to remain asleep, unconscious, lost in the unreal world of dreams. Truly, humanity is awakening. Your loving brother, Jesus.